Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We are live on CLTV and 720 WGN in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Very foggy outside. Happy New Year's Eve to everyone listening right now. Chicago is all about food and all about its people. Our next guest has been in the restaurant business forever and just opened a new place downtown at State and Walton called Walton Street. It's our old buddy, Ryan O'Donnell. It's good to see you.
You too, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
How would you describe that shirt for our CLTV viewers? Is that coral or orange?
You know, I think maybe you were spot on with the coral.
Yeah.
Coral?
Coral.
Yeah.
Salmon.
Andy said that. Coral's not even in my vocabulary.
It could be a salmon, a shade of salmon also.
Okay. Can you move a little closer to the microphone? There you go.
There we go.
Walton Street, is this your third restaurant?
This is my third restaurant, yes.
Okay. Cota de Volpe on Southport. That's where we originally met.
Correct.
In Lincoln Park.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's Lakeview, actually, Pete.
Okay, Lakeview.
I mean, just,
Well, it's near Wrigleyville.
Yeah, but, you know, West Lakeview.
Okay.
Lincoln Park. Anyway, yeah, Gemini, though, is in Lincoln Park.
Yes.
And that's at Lincoln and Dickens. That was my first restaurant. We opened about 9 years ago in 2009.
I mean, it's so hard to own one restaurant, let alone three.
Correct. Yeah, it's it can be challenging at times, but... fortunately, we've hired the right people to...
That's the key.
...to give us the support and...
You got to have good people, don't
the
you?
...the longevity of them and been able to free me up to do other things.
What's the number one thing people want in a restaurant? Is it food or service?
You know, that's the ultimate question that never, ever gets a similar answer. Everyone answers that differently. So I kind of like to answer that with a different answer. So I'm not going to answer your question with the options you gave me, but I would say the experience is what people are looking for.
Which, the experience.
Which includes both.
Okay.
And because ambiance is a big part of it.
It's a big deal.
Decor, design, feel, all that stuff people are looking for also. So it's not always just food service. It's also the ambiance. So...
I find with restaurant owners in this city, most of them are hands-on, which means you're bussing tables if you see dirty dishes on tables, or you're pouring water for people, too.
Pouring water, bussing tables, running food, seating guests, answering phones.
You're doing it all. Did you grow up? Were you a waiter?
I was never a waiter, per se. I was a busboy. First job I ever had, I was 14 at the Woody Creek Tavern outside Aspen in Woody Creek, Colorado.
Really?
Yeah. So that was the first job I ever had in the restaurant.
Wow.
And I did that for 2 summers in a row.
You've come a long way.
Yeah, for sure.
You're big time now, which I love.
Not as big time as my partner, Billy Lawless, over there, but who introduced us.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
I've known Billy forever.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows Billy in this town.
Of course. He's a legend.
He is a legend, isn't he? The building that you're in, there was an article in Cranes. Tell me about this building at Walton and State. It's a brand new high-rise.
Yeah, so the developer of the building is a gentleman by the name of Jim Lechinger, who is a longtime regular of Gemini. His wife, his kids have been coming in there for the last 9 years, and his friends and kind of his whole circle of friends have been going to Gemini for a long time. And he lived in the Waldorf right across the street and saw an empty lot that he used to look down on, and he wanted to develop a building. So he wanted, you know, a high-end luxury condominium, which feels like a vertical neighborhood.
Right.
And so that's kind of what he was going for. He wants a restaurant. You have a vertical neighborhood, you need a restaurant, right? So he wanted a neighborhood-feeling restaurant in the building. And he approached me last year, and we made a deal. And
so here's a guy that has just been bringing his family to your restaurant for 8 or 9 years, and one day he says, hey, I'm going to build a high-rise downtown. You want to put a restaurant in?
Pretty much. Pretty much how it happened.
That is so Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a high-rise that's going up.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah. And
are we going to business together?
I never had any interest in going down to the Gold Coast, but Jim and I put together a deal that the numbers made sense. So.
But this building, billionaire Ken Griffin bought the top four floors.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, actually. The building used to be 35 stories. And then when Ken was interested, he wanted four floors. Jim had to go back into the city. I don't know all the details, but he had to go back and get a variance on the height of the building. And he added another four floors to the building. So it's now 39 stories.
When a billionaire says, hey, I want the top four floors, you go back to the city and whatever it takes, you're going to build them.
Yep. He's doing a pool up there. He's got his own elevator. So it's nice. It's a great building. It's very high end, but it's also very neighborhoody. The people who live there support the restaurant a lot. And
well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because years ago, there wasn't anywhere to eat in that area.
Yeah, there's a lot now, but yeah, I mean, I guess back in the day, Gibson
struggled. There was
nothing. Yeah.
You had Potash Grocery Store right down the street. That was about it.
Yep. Neighborhood's changed a lot, and it's good to be there. It is a neighborhood, even though it's down in the Gold Coast. It's kind of got its own pocket there. So.
Well, if you live in the city, you're all about your two or three blocks right next to you. It's all about the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yep.
Andy, you can relate to that. You live in the city.
I do live in the city.
You get it.
I get it.
Yeah. Walton Street. How do you come up with the name, first of all, because it's Walton Street? But how do you come up with the dishes?
With the dishes?
Yes, the
of
plates.
The menu?
Yes, the menu. How do you come up with this?
Well, Jim kind of wanted me to do Gemini there. So we did a neighborhood American bistro menu, and my chef of Walton Street actually at one point in time was the chef of Gemini for 3 years. So he was familiar with kind of how I operate, what I'm looking for, as far as, you know, the approachability of the menu. And we had to make some adjustments after opening, but...
Well, you always do if you're a restaurant owner.
Yeah. It took a little bit to get the pulse and the likes and dislikes of the neighborhood. But
so you have three restaurants. Is it different in every area?
For sure. It's Lakeview and Lincoln Park are fairly similar, but even those two are different. And then Lincoln Park is more similar to the Gold Coast. So Lakeview and Gold Coast are like fairly opposite.
Really?
And then Lincoln Park's kind of got a little bit of both of them.
What are they like in the Gold Coast? What are they like in Lincoln Park?
What do they like, or what are they like?
I guess a little bit of both. Chicago loves its meat.
Chicago loves its meat, and, you know, we definitely were going the anti-steakhouse route at Walton Street. You know, being a neighborhood restaurant, we wanted to have a little bit more healthy options, a lot of fish. We have a rotisserie in the kitchen where we do spit-roasted chicken and pork rack, so we do pork chop. And
so what does that mean? There's always meat just kind of... rotisserie,
pretty,
you know,
much
just spinning all
much,
day long.
Yeah, we have a one-way mirror that you can see from the private room, and the rotisserie is right there. It's kind of a showpiece. So
nice.
That's kind of cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Are you a meat guy, fish guy?
I'm kind of all of above.
Okay.
If you haven't noticed. Yeah.
Right.
I don't really discriminate when it comes to food. You know what I don't like is blue cheese and olives. Those are about two things I don't like.
How do you not like olives?
I don't know. Some of the mild ones, the mild, real salty ones are pretty good.
Okay.
I can do those. The Chris Thompson over at Côte d'Ivoire uses a Castelvetrano, which is kind of a mild green olive. I don't mind those.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's restaurant talk. What's the feature on the Walton Street? You guys have a certain menu for tonight for New Year's Eve.
We have a certain menu over there. It's available a la carte. It's also, we're doing a prefix, five-course prefix tonight. Still some slots left open, I think. But it's going to be exciting tonight. What I brought today is... one of our lunch favorites is a chopped Chinese chicken salad. And then over here on my right is a daily double. In the daily double, you could get a cup of soup or side salad. And this is a caprese toast, which...
caprese or caprese?
You know, tomato, tomato, potato, potato. I like to say caprese.
Okay.
Avocado pesto, heirloom tomato, buffalo mozzarella.
See, I would eat all of that. Andy, you're looking at it. Would you eat this stuff?
I would eat the Chinese chicken salad.
Yeah, and he doesn't like fish. He's not a fish guy. He's not a shellfish guy.
How do you not like fish? Hey. It doesn't really taste like anything unless it's, you know, they have the flavor.
It was a traumatic childhood experience.
He found some bones. His house smelled like fish.
The house always smells like fish. I have always heard that if a chef has specials, you always order the specials because that chef is going to give it extra love. Is that true?
Hopefully your chef is giving all of his food love, but I would agree that going the special route, is usually the way to go unless you know you're never going to visit that restaurant again.
Okay.
So, like, if you're going to a city you're probably not going back to and you're going to a restaurant that is known for certain things.
Right.
You probably stick to those things because you're probably never coming back, so you want to get what their classics, per se. If you're going to a restaurant that you're going to go to next month or next week, or, you know, go with the specials because you always have the opportunity to get other things that are going to be on the menu.
Chefs are artists, aren't they?
They can be.
And they have huge egos.
Some of them. Some of them do. It's changing nowadays. The big ego is somewhat of a thing of the past. Nowadays, they can't, flex their muscles too much. They get checked.
Do you watch the cooking shows like all of us?
I don't watch any of them, actually.
Because you're around it 24/7.
It's like the last thing I would ever put on when I went home is a show about
because
kitchen,
it's like work.
Cooking or restaurants. Yeah.
Right. Do you cook?
I do. Yeah, I went to culinary school about 20 years ago at Kendall College when it was up on the Northwestern campus. So it was in Evanston at the time.
Okay.
Now it's down on Halstead, Chicago. But
so you can talk the talk.
I can speak the language fairly well.
Okay.
And it's nice to have that because I can go in the kitchen, talk with the chefs, do menu development, and they, you know, most of the times listen and respect what I'm saying. And so it's a big plus to be able to have both sides of the operation.
So after today's show, the whole group will sit down and we'll talk about tomorrow's show. Do you guys do that? Do you guys sit around and say, okay, we're going to do this as a special tomorrow? Do you sit with the chef? How does that work?
We do that more on a weekly basis.
Okay.
And there's daily recaps at the end of the night that it's called a manager log. So the closing manager and the closing chef all type up what happened that night. And then in the morning, we all receive the financials and the manager log that happened the day before. So yeah, I mean, we do recaps and manager meetings where we all sit down together happen once a week.
It's so interesting because I could never be in the restaurant business because, number one, people complaining all the time. People love to complain.
Yeah, but
they love to complain.
They
would drive me crazy.
They do, and some of it's good feedback, and you got to be able to filter what needs to be heard and, you know, be able to shrug off what needs to be shrugged off, and sometimes, you know.
Do you get that guy that walks in and says, you know, I love tonight's special, but here's how you could make it better?
We get them very often.
I'm sure you do.
I think you'd be great in the restaurant business, actually.
Really?
Yeah, you just put you up at the front door.
I could be a great host.
You'd be
there. I could.
You can manage the floor, check in on tables.
Oh, yeah, checking in. Yeah. I can do that,
you
man.
Can do that.
I would love to do
it's
that.
It's called touching tables. You can touch tables.
Oh, yeah, I can touch hearts, too. I really can.
Just don't touch their food. Okay?
Right. Don't touch my food. You can touch the tables. You should do a charity thing, a celebrity thing, and we could all stop by Walton Street.
A charity celebrity thing?
Yeah.
Who's a celebrity?
I mean, you know, we'll get Lou Kanellis. How's that? And then I'll show up.
Actually, Lou's been in the restaurant a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been to his place?
I haven't yet. The Greek place over in Lincoln Park. Avli, I think
Avli,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I want to check it out.
Yeah, it's good.
I've heard good things.
Yeah. Small plates. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're Greek, even though you got McMurray, right?
I'm Lebanese. It's the same food, all Mediterranean, and we're all sweating and growing hair everywhere.
Wow.
It's true.
Okay.
It really is true. But this has become such a food city, and the fact that you have now three restaurants, you know how to do it, and you know how to make good food.
Yeah, every day is a new challenge. We do, take a lot of pride in what we do and feel, you know, our food is great, and it's a lot of fun.
And where can people check out Walton Street? What's the website?
WaltonStreetChicago.com.
And right on the corner of Walton and State. You can't miss it.
No, you can't miss it.
I love it. Ryan O'Donnell, it's good to see you, man.
You too, Pete. Thanks
for having
me.
Tell Billy I said hello.
I will let him know.
All right. It's 720 WGN and live on CLTV.